With the Winter 26 release, Salesforce is introducing a new beta feature that exposes existing Aura-enabled Apex methods as agent actions in Agentforce. Aura-enabled annotation, at Aura-enabled, allows developers to access Apex controller methods from both the client and server sides, making them available to your Lightning components. If you are building agents and need them to perform tasks unique to your business, you can now leverage Aura-enabled Apex methods in a new way by allowing Agentforce to invoke these methods through the mechanism of exposing them as agent actions. This blog post will walk you through the end-to-end workflow of using Aura-enabled Apex methods as agent actions, including preparing your Apex class, generating an open API specification, creating agent actions, and testing the agent action with Agentforce. Why use Aura-enabled Apex methods for agent actions? From the Winter 26 release onwards, Aura is transitioning from its custom protocol to more standardized HTTP endpoints. This shift is crucial because it will lead to a dedicated HTTP action endpoint for these Apex classes, allowing for a deterministically generated open API specification that precisely matches their capabilities. This standardization makes the robust Aura-enabled Apex methods highly discoverable and consumable by platforms like Agentforce, extending the current exposure beyond the Aura/LWC framework for UI components to Agentforce agents, without developers having to re-implement or change their existing Aura-enabled methods. The power of an open API spec for agent actions. A crucial bridge between your Aura-enabled methods and agent actions is an open API document. This allows Salesforce to understand the capabilities of your Apex methods, and it facilitates the generation of the necessary components for agent actions. Unlike the more dynamic nature of Apex REST, Aura-enabled methods are strongly typed. This means that developers have all the necessary information to generate a deterministic open API document by examining the code and its annotations. By generating an open API document from your Aura-enabled Apex class and enriching it with specific Salesforce extensions, you have the ability to view how your methods would appear and behave as agent actions, including their input parameters and output parameters. How to turn an Aura-enabled Apex method into an agent action? Let's walk through the process of transforming an Aura-enabled Apex method into a powerful agent action. Step 1. Create an Aura-enabled Apex class. First, be sure that you have an Aura-enabled Apex class with methods that you wish to expose. These methods should be well-defined with clear input parameters and return types. For example, consider the sample account controller class shown in the code snippet below. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. You'll need to make sure that the user account that will execute the agent has proper access permissions to the Apex class. Grant access by either adding the Apex class to the user's profile under Enable Apex Class Access or by assigning a permission set that includes the class under Apex Class Access. Step 2. Generate an Open API document. Next, you'll need to create an Open API document that describes your Aura-enabled Apex methods using either Versus Code or Code Builder. The documentation describes the prerequisites needed for correctly installing the IDE and required extension packs, and setting up your Salesforce DX project that includes your Aura-enabled class. Note that you'll also need to install the Agentforce for Developers extension in the IDE, which is included in both the Salesforce extension pack and the Salesforce extension pack expanded. With your Apex class ready, you can then generate an open API document that describes its methods. This process is initiated via a new command in versus_code/codebuilder, sfdx, create open API document from this class, beta. If any method within the Aura controller class contains the @Aura-enabled annotation, an OAuth artifact will be produced. Screenshot showing the Agentforce for Developers menu with the sfdx, create open API document from this class, beta, option selected. This command will create two files in the external service registrations folder. Apex class name YAML, the generated open API document. Apex class name external service registration meta.xml, metadata for deploying the API to the Salesforce API catalog. Here is a section of the generated open API document for the account controller class. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Step 3. Enrich the OpenAPI spec with topic extensions. You can add optional MuleSoft Topic Center extension fields to the Open API document to automatically create custom agent actions and topics when your Aura-enabled Apex method is registered in the Salesforce API catalog. By leveraging these, it also means that you don't need to manually create the agent actions in the Agent Builder dialog. Finally, as the action metadata is included in your Salesforce DX project along with your Apex class, you can then apply Salesforce DX best practices. The Agentforce documentation lists the Salesforce-specific extension fields to create agent actions. They are all located under a XSFDC tag. Below is an example that uses the Publish as Agent Action extension field that creates a custom agent action from the API. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. In addition to the above, you can also explore extensions that let you automatically create the topic for the agent actions listed in the MuleSoft documentation. An agent topic is a group of actions that are focused on a specific job done by agents. Agent actions are added to topics, and topics are added to agents to enable them to perform specific jobs. Step 4. Deploy the spec to your org. Once your Open API document is ready, deploy it to your Salesforce org. This deployment makes the defined actions available within an Agent Builder. In our example Aura-enabled Apex method class, the registration is performed by deploying both the YAML and External Service Registration meta.xml files in the External Service Registrations folder to the target org. Right-click on the folder and select the SFDX, Deploy This Source to Org command. See the screenshot below. Screenshot of the folder structure representing the generated YAML and External Service Registration meta.xml along with the SFDX, Deploy This Source to Org command developers need to run to deploy it. Step 5. Verify the deployment in API catalog. The Salesforce API catalog is a single place where you can view API definitions from various sources and make them available for use in Salesforce. Today, API catalog supports viewing the Aura-enabled Apex methods as a beta feature. To learn more, refer to the documentation. API catalog in your org uses external services metadata behind the scenes to store the definitions of Aura-enabled Apex methods registered in the catalog. This explains the naming of the External Service Registrations folder and the External Service Registration meta.xml file. As a result of the registration of the Open API doc and ESR metadata in an org via a deploy, the Aura-enabled Apex will be available in API catalog for customers to observe and manage. The Aura-enabled Apex will be categorized under the Aura-enabled beta section. The screenshots below show our example Aura-enabled Apex methods registered in API catalog with all the operations available and agent actions pre-created since we use the Topic Center extensions. Screenshot of Salesforce API catalog showing the Account Controller API and the Aura-enabled beta list of APIs. In order to view the operations available inside the API definition for the Account Controller inside the Aura-enabled beta, you'll need to click on Account Controller and API catalog, and it will give you a detailed view as shown below. Notice how it shows the agent action as created since we use the Topic Center extension. API catalog showcasing the operations available and agent actions as created for Account Controller. Step 6. Understanding agent action creation. If you use Topic Center extensions, the agent actions are automatically created for you and are visible under Agentforce asset in setup. However, if you choose not use this approach or if this agent configuration is performed by another user or persona in your organization, you can create a new agent action directly in Salesforce setup as follows. 1. From setup, search for and select Agentforce asset. 2. Click New Agent Action. 3. Select Apex as the reference action type. 4. Choose Aura-enabled method, beta, as the reference action category. 5. Select your desired Aura-enabled method from the reference action dropdown. Screenshot showing the Create an Agent Action dialog. The agent actions will use the descriptions for the API operations and parameters defined in the Open API document, enabling you to ensure that the descriptions are complete and accurate, so that your agents choose them correctly. Here is an example of the agent action created and its details. Screenshot of the AgentForce asset library showing the agent actions. In order to see agent action details, you'll need to click on an agent action, such as create account in the screenshot above. You'll then be able to view the complete set of information and configurations pertaining to the agent action, as reflected in the screenshot below for create account. Screenshot of the AgentForce asset library showing the details of agent actions available. Step 7, attach the agent action to a topic. Now that your agent action is created, you need to associate it with a topic in Agent Builder. 1. Navigate to Agent Builder and open the relevant topic. 2. Add the newly created agent action from the asset library to your topic's flow. Screenshot of the Add Available Actions menu in Agent Builder, with a new Aura-enabled action selected to add to the AgentForce topic. Step 8. Activate and test the agent action. Finally, activate your topic in Agent Builder. You can then test the agent action by simulating a conversation that triggers it. For instance, if your action creates an account, you might type a query related to creating an account. In the case of our example Apex class, one of our Apex methods was creating an account, so if you want to leverage that, you can simply type create an account named Mega Corp. Observe how the agent processes the request and executes your Aura-enabled method, confirming the successful creation of the account with the desired operation. Screenshot in Agent Builder showing the activation of a topic and its related agent conversation. Conclusion. By following the steps outlined in this post, you can seamlessly integrate your Aura-enabled Apex methods by making them available to agents as actions that can help answer user requests, perform complex operations, and empower your agents with access to your custom business logic. This not only streamlines their workflow, but also ensures consistency and efficiency in handling customer requests. In addition to supporting your AgentForce journey, this capability also leads to creating open API documents that describe your Aura-enabled Apex methods for broader uses, such as generating client applications and communicating the description of your API to developers. And the Salesforce API catalog provides a centralized location where your Aura-enabled Apex methods are discoverable. We need your feedback on the capabilities of this beta, as well as how your Aura-enabled Apex methods will power your agent journey with Salesforce. Your comments will influence the GA release. Please post your questions and/or feedback on the beta to the AgentForce for Developers Trailblazer community. And if you want to highlight your use of Aura-enabled Apex methods with your agents, we'd love to co-present your use case at Dreamforce. Just let us know. Resources. Documentation, create actions from Apex Controller Methods, Beta Trailblazer Community, AgentForce for Developers. Documentation, Aura-enabled Annotation, Apex Developer Guide. About the author. Rhea Suri is a software engineer on Salesforce's Enterprise API team, where she builds reliable, high-volume APIs and API frameworks to enable real-time, programmatic interactions with Salesforce that handle billions of transactions monthly. You can follow and connect with her on LinkedIn.